Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, you know, I just had a chance to look at this article in the Washington Post. The headline is Trump World Converts Regional Talk Radio Hosts into a Loyal Army. It's all about the hundreds of regional radio stations and their hosts that are being shot with attention from administration officials. The Washington Post basically saying they've made it a central part of their strategy. How about that for one more reason why WAMC is the place that you can get a fair shot at information when so many other places won't give it to you? $434,923 in that lockbox now, Alan.
And now we got to start moving. Otherwise, we're not going to make it. Last time we came into the drive with over $700,000. So we've got $200,000 at least to go here. I know what happens. It's always been the same. It starts a little bit slower, and then all of a sudden you get what I always call the whoosh factor. And behind the whoosh, David, is the group of people who say, and come to the recognition on their own without anybody telling them anything, hey, this is really worth it. We have to do it. We have to dial the number 1-800-323-9262, or you have to go to WAMC.org, and we hope you can do that, WAMC.org. Rather you wait till 9 to call the number, till the staff was here, or just go right now to WAMC.org and follow the lockbox and do your thing, because it isn't the procedure, it's what it's all about. When you heard Adam Schiff give this impassioned speech yesterday, that's going to go down, David, as one of the great speeches in history, I believe. I believe that people will be making, and they already are, comparisons to Abraham Lincoln. You could see that he was close to tears. He was very emotional about doing what was right. You have to do what's right. And he's looking at those Republican senators, and I keep thinking, you know, somebody's going to go home to their husband or to their wife, and they're going to say, you know what, the hell with it. This is a moment in my life in which I have to do what's right. And that's what Adam Schiff kept saying, what's right. You know, these senators know what's up. The evidence is conclusive that Trump has used his power, used the money of the American taxpayer, to threaten another leader who is an ally of the United States, but who's at war with the Russians. And here's Trump. And the overlay of all of this in the dark music is that Trump has a relationship with the Russians. It's almost inconceivable that this kind of thing has happened, but it has. I was doing my four-mile walk yesterday afternoon, and a good friend pulled up in his car by the lake and said, what's going to happen? I'm listening to it on the radio. I think people are glued to that radio right now, and they know what WAMC provides. So, come on, folks, WAMC.org. I'm depending on you. We're all depending on you to make sure that we can continue with this.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for whatever you can do.
And have done.
Well, as you said, Adam Schiff said right matters, but Alan, will right win in the end?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a very good chance, of course, that they will not vote to convict, and they will not vote for the evidence, and that McConnell will have his way. Nevertheless, if the purples are listening, if the American people are listening, they're just and they're right, and they know right from wrong. So this is well worth it, no matter what the outcome.
Well, the president of the United States will become the first sitting president to address the March for Life when he takes the stage today at the annual anti-abortion gathering in the nation's capital.
Well, look, this is a guy who once had a different opinion. Now he has this opinion. Politically, a guy like that does the numbers. They look at the base and they say, this is where we have to be. And that's what he's doing right now. So if I'm watching Trump, it's all very predictable. However, the right for a woman to control her own body, to me, is so important that, you know, New York State, and I think Governor Cuomo deserves a lot of the credit for this, has passed its own law, which means that women will be protected. But if you're in a small town in Louisiana or another place, and you're a man and you voted against the woman's right to control their own body, shame on you. So what we have now is a real threat. Supreme Court is filled with judges who will go along with Trump. So it's a male-dominated patrimony that is so sad to watch basic justice being thwarted.
Let's talk about voting and technology for a second, Alan. There's an article about Seattle becoming the first area in the U.S. where residents can vote via smartphones. It's King County. It's a Board of Supervisors election. 1.2 million residents can now use their cell phones to vote in this election. It began January 22nd. It continues till 8 p.m. February 11th. I mean, with everything we're hearing with the hacking from the Russians and now Bezos' phone being hacked by the Saudis, doesn't this give us a little pause?
It does. But not only does that give me pause, but what's been happening, hanging chads and other things in the elections in Florida, which is a battleground state where there's hanky-panky that goes on all the time. Yeah, you know, you want to make sure that if you're going to use the internet, you use it well. You also want to make sure if people go to vote that they're not being hassled. So, yes, our elections are terribly important, and I would say on the use of your smartphone and everything else to vote, that you have to be very careful before you do something like that in a big election. Here's the problem, David. You want to get the rate of participation up, but you sure don't want to invite the bad guys in.
Well, finally, we learned yesterday that Jim Lehrer has died from PBS, of course. Talk about a straight shot at information. What a sad day for the country when a guy like that passes. He was 85.
The dean of moderators, they're calling him, 12 presidential debates. And a decent man, a man of moderation and who knew what the facts were and could work within that fact pattern. When a guy like that passes, you know, you really got to take off your hat.
Well, Alan, thank you for everything you've done. We can get to that $1 million, and we can do that right now in the lockbox, WAMC.org.
Hey, David, you too, and we'll make it. It's just that everybody has to have the same attitude that you do. This is a radio station that we've all made together, and we got to keep it together. WAMC.org. Let us know about how important this is to you. Please make sure that you do what you can. We want to get out in front of this, too.